glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments
God's love
of inspiration.
And grace are marvelous. We praise our Heavenly Father that we can know His love and be blessed by His grace. Through the Scriptures, the beauty of God's unconditional love and His abundant grace is made known to all who hear the Word. I cannot imagine life without such knowledge. I have met people who have lived much of their lives without knowing anything concerning God's love for them and His offer of grace. I have also seen the gospel bring great joy into their lives. What a privilege it is to share God's Word. Thank you again for inviting us to share more about our Savior, Jesus Christ, with you today.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in miry clay, making sinners into saints. I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever after, for you've shown me heaven's my true home. When it's all been said and done, you're my life when life is gone. Ooh. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? Did I live my life for you? Oh Lord, I live my life for you.
God's love is indeed unconditional. I would hope that that one great truth is known by all who hear the message of the Bible. God's love is for His creation. He loves mankind. God loves every person. This love is not limited to those who please Him. It is in no way given only upon certain conditions. This very familiar passage declares, as well as any in the Word of God, that God's love is an unconditional love. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." And let's add the next verse with it today. "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him." This same apostle wrote in some of his letters in the New Testament, writing to Christians and sharing other statements, he confirms that God's love has been given. He wrote, This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. He also wrote, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us." From the pen of the Apostle Paul, found in Romans chapter 5, we come to a full understanding that God's love has been given without any conditions that are set upon it. God just loves us. Listen to the Apostle's declaration. "At just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." There is a story told of a man who lived during the Civil War. He was called into service into the Confederate Army. But before it came time for him to leave, a young man came to him and volunteered to take his place. The young man said that he had no family depending upon him, whereas the man who was called to serve had a wife and children. This young man offered to take the place of this faithful husband and dedicated father. He did so because the family needed him. The offer was accepted, and the young man took his place. What do you think this young man would have done had his neighbor been a husband who was unfaithful to his family, who was slothful in his duties, who abused his children, who instead of being a blessing to his family was a burden? Not being a righteous man, would this young man have made the same offer to take his place? That is the point of the apostle's teaching. Men might possibly dare to die for someone righteous and good, but God has done something to show his love. He sent Jesus to die for all of mankind while men were essentially God's enemy. Jesus hung on the cross willingly for every person, knowing that most people would never appreciate what he did. One very special part of our message is that God loves us regardless of our spiritual condition. But our message is also about grace today. God's grace is offered because of his great love for us. In Ephesians chapter 2, we find this teaching. "Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." The apostle was reminding and explaining the gracious act of God that redeems us from our sinful nature through Jesus Christ. So out of God's unconditional love for man, God provides the saving grace. However, this grace does come with conditions. It is an offer made to every human, but it is given with conditions that make grace possible. The scriptures say that without faith, it is impossible to please God. We must believe that God is, and that he rewards those who seek him. And again, the apostle in this same chapter of Ephesians 2 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith." The unbelieving sinner must come to have faith in what God has done in Christ for God's grace to cover his or her sins. This faith leads to an obedient life, a submissive life, and a righteousness that is to be found in Jesus. We learn that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Through the teaching and the study of the Scriptures, faith comes into the heart of a person. And through that faith, a yearning for God's grace is to be found. From the Scriptures, we come to realize our sinfulness and our lost condition. Indeed, we need to repent. We need to change. And every command of God is given to bless our lives here and now, and ultimately to bless us with life everlasting. Today we set before you these thoughts about God's love and his grace. I want you to know that God loves you. Nothing can be done to keep you from His love. His grace has been offered to you as well. I pray that you know that out of God's great love, He extends His grace. That grace, then, must be accepted by faith in Jesus. It isn't just an intellectual belief, but a faith that leads you to come to God for cleansing in the blood of Jesus. And His cleansing begins through one's obedience to God's command to be baptized and to follow by the daily life of faithfulness to Him. If you want to study more about the subject of salvation, God's love and His grace, if you have questions concerning your salvation, please contact us and we will gladly share more about Jesus with you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.